What everyone should know about corporate broadcast companies. They pad the wallets of politicians to keep the status quo. They are using millions of dollars to prevent access to the airwaves for the public, community, educational, and nonprofit organizations. They are the reason that the political wars are fought in 60-second ads, and whoever has the most money wins. They are the reason you only see what they want you to see on the news. They bring in millions of dollars for advertising, but can't pay their workers living wages. They lobby for new ways to keep the airwaves and media vacant of community and public service. There's no profit in community programming. They are deceiving and manipulative in their approach to media domination. They are what is wrong with America today. Only a few extremely rich people control the majority of the entertainment, news, and other media programming that affects our daily lives. These few people use their wealth to push their anti-freedom agendas through Congress. You should know if your representatives and senators are enemies of free speech. The National Association of Broadcasters is spreading blatant lies with the intent to block upcoming licensing that will allow for low-power community-oriented radio stations. The broadcasters are in a huge tizzy over this as it threatens their plot for media domination, which impacts their bottom line. These low-power FM stations won't be part of the corporate radio collective and therefore are seen as threats. These are the facts. Anyone can look up exactly what kind of game the National Association of Broadcasters is playing with the public. They have spent millions of dollars lobbying Congress to change the rules to benefit their large corporate media interests. Your local radio market has undoubtedly seen some changes over the past 5 years. Format changes, consolidation, promoting similar formats in adjacent markets. Your favorite local DJs getting fired for no reason, no personal interaction, lack of community service programming, and fewer choices of what to listen to. What started it all? The Telecommunications Act of 1996. This allowed for deregulation of the broadcast industry. For the most part, it gave large corporations carte blanche to start throwing their money around in monopolizing radio markets. Take a history lesson from the railroad industry and the Big Four. This is not how broadcast was supposed to be. The National Association of Broadcasters gave millions to Congress to pass the Telecom Act of 96. Was this all in the public's interest? I think not. Because of the corporate broadcasters being in bed with our lawmakers, whom we elect, the public is getting duped and no one realizes it. Until you have seen the ugly underbelly of the corporate broadcast world, you are oblivious to the immediate and long-term damage the corporate broadcasters are inflicting on the American public. It's sick. And until more people begin to peel back the skin of these snakes, it will continue and become our worst nightmare. They will do everything in their power to be in control of how our life is influenced by the media. It's all up to us, the voting American public, to stand up for our freedom and vote out those corrupt politicians who are being bought off by the NAB. It's time for this little shell game to end.